Before we wrap today's coverage, I want to take a step back and do something we try to do when the news is moving fast and in a single direction. Because there's a strong analytical consensus forming around the Iran situation, and strong consensus is exactly when you need to stress test your assumptions. The dominant narrative right now is essentially, Iran is cornered, the UAE cutting trade ties represents an accelerating isolation of Tehran, the Hormuz standoff will drive sustained oil price increases, and U.S. military and economic pressure is working as intended.
I'll play that out and then push back, because I think some of those assumptions are shakier than the current narrative suggests. The case for the consensus: Iran's economy has been severely strained by sanctions. The UAE's trade cutoff closes one of the last significant gray market lifelines. Chinese supertankers turning around at Hormuz suggests even Iran's closest economic partners are recalibrating. And the intelligence reporting about strikes on European targets, if accurate, suggests Iran is moving into increasingly desperate contingency planning, which is what cornered actors do.
Now flip it. What would need to be true for the opposite conclusion to hold? Let's start with the cornered actor assumption. History gives us multiple cases where maximum external pressure on a regime produced not capitulation but radicalization and entrenchment. North Korea is the clearest example. Decades of maximum pressure produced a fully nuclear-armed state with ballistic missiles that can reach the continental United States. Iran watched that outcome carefully. If Tehran's leadership has concluded that capitulation leads to regime change and resistance leads to survival, then the cornered actor framing produces exactly the wrong policy prediction.
Second assumption to test: that the UAE trade cutoff represents durable isolation. The UAE has made this move at a moment when the Hormuz standoff makes the political cost of maintaining Iran ties very high. But Gulf state relationships with Iran have historically been transactional and subject to rapid reversal when the political climate shifts. In 2023, Saudi Arabia and Iran restored diplomatic relations after years of hostility, brokered by China. The UAE severing trade ties publicly doesn't mean those commercial relationships can't reconstitute through intermediaries or rebuild if the immediate crisis passes.
Third, and perhaps most important, the oil price assumption. The consensus is that sustained Hormuz disruption means sustained high oil prices, but there are counterpressures. U.S. domestic production is near record levels. Strategic petroleum reserve releases remain available as a policy tool. And a significant economic slowdown in Europe, which we just covered in the Rhine drought segment, would suppress global oil demand simultaneously. The net price effect of a partial Hormuz disruption combined with European demand weakness is actually not straightforward to model.
So what should listeners watch for if this consensus is wrong? Three specific signals. First, watch whether Iran makes any diplomatic backchannel contact with European intermediaries, France, Germany, or the Oman channel that's historically been used for U.S.-Iran communication. Cornered actors who are genuinely moving toward escalation don't usually make diplomatic moves simultaneously. If you see backchannel activity, the escalation narrative needs revision. Second, watch Chinese diplomatic behavior. If Beijing begins putting active pressure on Tehran rather than simply watching Chinese tankers turn around, that suggests China has concluded the crisis threatens their economic interests severely enough to engage. Third, watch the Hegseth situation closely. If congressional Republicans with national security credibility begin asking formal questions about what happened in Bahrain, that will tell you the concealment story has enough internal validation to move beyond media allegations.
Those three signals, backchannel diplomacy, Chinese engagement, and bipartisan congressional pressure on Hegseth, would individually or collectively suggest the situation is more fluid than today's strong consensus narrative implies.